How long did the recognition sit on your shelf before you plunged in? For me, 3 years. I bought it at 19, at college in Vermont, a used copy offered at another student's jumble sale in the student commons. I didn't read it until I was 22, in Berkeley. For 3 years, I circled the artifact like a Kubrickian ape, daring myself to touch it, letting it make me more intelligent by implication. Did I wish to evolve? Did I want it to demolish my primitive religion? What entity, what arrogance, had brought such a conundrum into the world? The weight of Gaddis's idea of himself and his novel is communicated before anything else, is itself the first layer of art, and contemplating that veiled self-declaration is like gazing into a darkened doorway, a stubborn portal into a lonely kingdom. Then, when you touch the monolith, when you drink the long poison, Gaddis is a bit less lonely, and you a bit more so. Sweating actors in ape suits pretty much describes the initial reviewers of the recognitions, whose shrieks and grunts are compiled and excoriated in Jack Green's Fire the Bastards, a thrilling rant in six broadsides, written and mimeographed on the spot, then retailed in hardcovers by Dalkey Archive a decade ago. Does any hippopotamus of a book have an odder and more delightful bird sitting in its mouth, cleaning its teeth, than Recognitions does in Bastards? Really, though, the Recognitions makes apes of us all. It's only a matter of whether your shrieks are those of pleasure. How strange and faintly embarrassing that a human life had to be lived during, then after, the writing of that book. How awkward for us all that the deed was done by some guy. Except that in J.R., he had another monolith to plop on our turf. Nietzsche. The thinker or artist whose better self has fled into his works feels an almost malicious pleasure when he sees his body and spirit slowly broken into and destroyed by time. It is as if he were in a corner, watching a thief at work on his safe, all the while knowing that it is empty and that all his treasures have been rescued. Maybe we'll find another Gaddis manuscript buried on the moon.